keeps trying to change, and I know my faith is long and my memory is short. Why can't weeds be beautiful? Why can't roses survive a hurricane? Well, this mission is destined to fail, and it's time to abort.
Yeah, I recognize that voice. Popular musician and comedian Aaron Harkes hosts a monthly showcase of emerging and established songwriters from the Capital Region at Cafe Lena on Wednesday night. Lena Go Around returns for another season, and this month's lineup includes newcomer Kayla Phillips, local turned NYC native John Broder. Am I saying Broder
correctly?
You are saying
it right, yes.
Of Bird Streets, and local legend Michael Eck, our dear friend. Aaron is also at the forefront of revitalizing the former alternative weekly Metroland. She is the owner and editor-in-chief of Metroland Now, an online version of the beloved Capital Region arts paper that shuttered in 2015. And if you don't know what Metroland is, I'm sorry, because you missed truly one of the great staples of the Capital Region. So it's nice that it's back in this form. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Aaron Harkes joins us this morning. Hello, Aaron.
Hello. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Everything's fine.
Good.
It's nice to have you here. Okay. So let's first, there's a lot to digest here. So let's first talk about Lena Go Around and this series and how it came about and what's going on.
All right. Well, about a year and a half ago, I made a conscious move back towards the original music, which is difficult in a small market, obviously, especially for somebody that doesn't want to tour that often like me. And so I started to look for more opportunities in the Capital Region and saw there were some great song circles, songs in the round, and thought that Saratoga would need one, and presented Cafe Lena with the idea, thinking it would be a long shot, and they went for it. I was super flattered, very excited, and we're going into our second season this week. I've been able to work with some of the most amazing singer-songwriters from the Capital Region, and it's just been such a fulfilling night for me.
That's really exciting. So you do these basically once a month?
Yep. It'll be the last Wednesday of every month. So we're back this Wednesday, and then October, November, not December, because that falls on Christmas. And, you know, my mom would get mad.
Yep.
And then I'll pick him back up in January 2025.
So I briefly went over the schedule, but give us a sense of what we can explore and enjoy on Wednesday.
Oh, this Wednesday, the lineup that you just mentioned is just, I'm excited about all of them, but I don't ever want people to feel like I'm being phony. Like I booked these people myself. So obviously I'm going to be excited. John Broder is obviously an old friend, a former Metroland staffer, actually. So he and I have been talking quite a bit, obviously, for other reasons. And I was like, hey, you want to come up? He's an amazing singer-songwriter. He has been in the city for over a decade now, and I'm excited to have him back up for it. Kayla Phillips is a woman that I met at the Richard Thompson Frets and Refrains songwriting retreat that I went to this summer. There's an open mic that they have a couple of nights during those things, and this woman got up, young woman, brand new. She doesn't even have a social media presence or an online presence at all. And I was like, where can I find your music? She's like, oh, I haven't really recorded yet. I'm like, all right, well, taking her under my wing, if she'll let me. Like, she blew me away. Booked her right on the spot. And I've never done anything like that before. So that speaks to her talent. And then, of course, I mean, Mike Eck. What do we say about Mike Eck?
Legend in the region, and I think most people know him, and he's amazing.
He's so incredible. He's been so great to me since I started in the area in my 20s. He's always been wonderful to me, and just to be on the same stage with him is going to be incredible. So
let me ask you about, and then this is just a quick one, but then and then after that, you're also going to be at UPH doing comedy too, right?
I am.
Is that the next whatever that?
That's the following Wednesday.
The following Wednesday. So, and that'll be fun too.
Yeah, that's also a monthly show that I have. So Saratoga's like my home away from home, kind of.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, that's wonderful. Now let's talk for a moment about, or a few moments, we can talk about Metroland. And
I got all morning, Joe.
What you? All right, good. We can bump whatever we need to.
All right.
So what was the idea behind this? Metroland was a wonderful publication, been around for years and years. I don't know. I grew up with it. And it was always the Bible to tell you where things were, what was going on, what was happening. It was funny. It was irreverent. It was really good writing, and it was good cartoons. It was alternative. It was. You had to have one Thursday when it dropped. You drove around the city to find, mm-hmm. you know, where there was the stack of them so you could grab a few and pass them out to your friends. So how are you re-envisioning this and how did this come about?
Well, I felt that there was a bit of a void. I felt like there was a vacuum in the Capital Region. I know that other people are doing it and they're doing a great job with it. But when it comes to the calendar, there needs to be one solid place where people can look for that. Also, as somebody who is constantly looking to promote my own things, I felt like there were some things that were just not an option for me. And so for myself, I realized that there was a need just for my own personal, you know, projects. So that was the impetus kind of behind it. I was like, well, why can't I just help make something for people like me? And so the idea just kind of snowballed a little bit. And then I was discussing with, I had actually brought it up with John Broder over dinner a couple of months ago. I was like, imagine if, you know, Metroland came back and he like, you know, rolled his eyes. And then I talked with somebody else about it, my friend Jeff Buell. And he said, like, too bad we couldn't bring Metroland back. And I said, why can't we? And he said, like, oh, we're getting the rights. And I guess a few people have tried to get the rights to it before. And I called Steve Leon and we had a great discussion. And he granted me all of his permissions to take the name and run with it.
So that was it. I mean, it was Steve Leon. And then so you'll have the logo, you'll have the name. And it is, by all of our standards, a continuation of what the print edition of Metroland was.
Yes. And he asked that I just put one modifier in just to indicate that it's under new management, which Paul Islin, the founder of Metroland, jokingly said, that's probably for the best. And so it's Metroland now. Officially, it's Metroland now, but we know that people are just going to call it Metroland. And originally, the idea was just to be an online source for folks. And the more I started talking to people and getting feedback from the community, the more I heard them say exactly what you said, which was, I miss picking one up. And I was like, I think we might need to print. So I don't think that there's a need for a weekly, but I think a monthly might be right up our alley. So we're looking to do a Metroland monthly, and I'm hoping to get that rolling pretty soon.
You talked about the importance of the calendar, and that was one of the things that I always went to, because it was, this is what's happening in the short term, this is what's happening in the long term. So it's September now, September 23rd, and I could look and say, oh, these are shows that are coming in March.
Mm-hmm.
And that was exciting. Mm-hmm. And you can sort of plan ahead. But also, what am I gonna do this weekend?
Yep.
And then all those shows were listed. And I know that's a pain to collate and put all that stuff together. But my goodness, does it make life easier?
It definitely does. And listen, like I have never been of averse to hard work, and the monotonous kind of work that it takes to put something like that together is actually right up my alley. I have a great team in place, and we're all scraping websites, and also a lot of the venues have been super cooperative. And so in some instances, you can see as far ahead as March for what some of the websites and some of the venues have going on. But we're going to pick from those, find the ones that deserve the most attention or the ones that need the most attention, and put those to the forefront to make sure that they're getting amplified. So we give some people a bit of a level playing field when it comes to, you know, like a small grassroots show as opposed to something at the MVP arena.
Right.
We're also going to have obviously things that weren't really as important 9 years ago when Metroland went under, which is more of a social media presence. We're going to be a multimedia approach to offering up this information. So there'll be social media, the website will have, you know, daily blogs, things that are coming out. So you know what's going on this week, you know what's going on this month. The calendar will have, it's, we're working on it right now. Right now you can see this today or this week. Soon there'll be other filters where you can see Albany, Schenectady, Troy, Saratoga, other regions. You'll be able to filter the calendar by day, by week, by venue. It's going to be very comprehensive and intuitive and just a really great resource.
So when will you, what state is it in now, and when do you feel that it will be up and running to what you want it to be?
It's never going to be up and running to where I want it to be. And that's what makes me who I am.
It's never finished.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's always progress. And I think it'll be very great very soon, but I'm going to constantly be working on it to make sure that it is wonderful.
Okay, what state is it in right now?
I think it's in a great state right now.
Yeah, and if we want to check it out, we go to
themetroland.com.
Themetroland.com. Mm-hmm. Themetroland.com, and that'll bring us to all the information that we need to know.
Yes.
And that's quite a project.
Mm-hmm.
But it also speaks to, and I think Metroland spoke to this, and I think what you're doing speaks to this. What you do in your everyday life speaks to this, of just how many opportunities, how many venues, how many really cool things are happening at any given time in this region.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we realized that we were ready to launch, I asked the staff to just put together the next month, just so we had as many dates as we could to populate the calendar. And there were over 200 dates that we had to input. So right there in 1 month. And it's such a small market. So part of what I also hope to achieve is to work with these venues to work with one another instead of competing with one another, because it is such a small market. And I feel like we shouldn't be trying to outdo one another. We can find ways to work to complement each other's endeavors, because otherwise we're just splitting our audiences in half or in thirds, right, or in fourths. So it's like, if you're doing a jazz night on Wednesday, maybe I'll do mine on a Friday. Those kind of things. And so we're hoping to eventually get people to work together in that capacity.
I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you. I see your face. Everyone else can't see it, but I see it, and I appreciate it.
I've just been to a lot of those meetings where people say, this is what we need to do, and then somebody says, oh, well, we want you to move your jazz night, and they're like, hell no.
You know, yeah. I love a challenge,
yeah,
though.
No, it'd be good. Well, you'll strong-arm them. That'll be good. That's,
maybe a little strong-arm, a little. Yeah.
Just get everything to work out. Well, it is. It's exciting. It's Aaron Harkes. You can find out Metroland by going to themetroland.com. Go to erinharkes.com, erinharkes.com, and cafelina.org. Aaron, you're the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.